This is the Banner of Truth broadcast, a program sponsored by the Free Reformed Churches of North America. Your speaker is Pastor Hans Overdoon. This broadcast and the next will be about the blessings untold that become ours when believing and following after the Lord Jesus Christ in accordance with His Word. Continuing with our series on Joseph, looking now at Genesis 45, we are told about the fruitful results when the brothers of Joseph showed and proved true repentance from their sins of the past. This heart-stirring chapter tells how Joseph makes himself known to them as their dear brother, who loves them and will take great care of them. This chapter surely proclaims in a foreshadowing way the riches of God in and through Christ Jesus for all sinners who repent of sin and trust and obey the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. The theme for these two messages is, Behold the blessings untold, truly believing in Christ and belonging to Him. The aim with both these messages is that all who are listening, who believe truly, will be just so resolved and motivated to live thankful, holy lives to God's praise. And that all listening who are strangers still to the Savior, and yet unconverted and unsaved, will realize and be convicted that nothing can be so important and blessed as getting reconciled to God through Christ, the Savior of sinners, and to trust and follow after Him all the days of our life. May God so bless His Word that everyone listening, without any exception, be spurred on in the way of true faith and immediate repentance and genuine devotion to God and the praise of His holy name. Just following along in the text, and it would be good if it is possible that you take your Bible and open it to Genesis 45. For just going by that word of God now, notice with me, Behold the blessings untold in the ways of the Lord, and as recipient of His gracious mercies. For one, do we not see in the ways of the Lord there is the blessing of restored relations? Does not verses 1 to 3 most movingly bring this out? The restored relations with Joseph and his brothers, and really also with God and all of them together. Behold those so at odds come together again in beautiful harmony. When in the ways of sin, that promotes broken and strained relations with others, even with our closest family members, and it brings with it an altogether estranged relationship with God. But hear now the Christian's position and blessing, a fully restored relationship with God and an open relationship with others. No more living separated from the God of love and the love of God, and no more living in tension with others because of living with secret sin and living a double life, as it were. The first verses of Genesis 45 are a picture of the restored relationship believers may have with their God and with one another. And as the passage also brings out, that is often a very private and personal matter too, and not one without tender feelings and mixed emotions sometimes. Knowing and having a restored relationship with God and with others is something stirring and most wonderful indeed. It is true, isn't it? We live in a world full of rebellion against God and full of hatred between peoples. But listen to this blessing which comes, truly comes to us by way of the Word of God and its gospel message believed and received in our hearts. It changes everything, as the brothers of Joseph would tell us too, when he made himself known to them. Restored relations with God and man comes only truly by grace through faith in Christ Jesus. The Savior himself thus says to us in John 14, verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. The blessing of restored relations, money can't buy it. The wisdom of men can't achieve it. And no church can create it. But it is something we receive coming to Jesus and belonging to Him and abiding in Him. When you and I may live in and through Christ Jesus with His blessing of restored relationship with God, then isn't it true also, you don't want to live in a broken relationship or strained relationship with anyone at all, especially not with fellow believers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Oh, what a treasure the blessing of restored relations with God and others. What a treasure this is. especially also in our increasingly godless and loveless age. But let us go on and notice next the blessing of encouragement that may be ours in and through Christ Jesus. See Joseph encourage his brothers when he sees them overwhelmed and troubled even, that he is Joseph. Joseph would reach out to them in their sudden pangs of guilt, knowing that their brother, who they had betrayed, was now before them as ruler of Egypt. And so Joseph says tenderly to them, "I am Joseph. Come near unto me, I pray you." The text says they were troubled, literally at first terrified in his presence. Understandably so. But what does Joseph do? He very wisely and gently mentions, "I am Joseph, your brother, whom you sold into Egypt." Not to drive home their wrongdoing, but to say, "I know all about it, but I am now coming near to you in love and inviting you to come to me for love." He mentions their evil deed, not to convict them more, but to comfort them really. When coming into the presence of our God by grace, then our sins can rise up against us all the more too, so that we are troubled. But see how God would encourage us, saying as it were, "I know all about it, but come near to me, and see if your sins and sinfulness still needs to stand in the way. It doesn't have to at all, for I have taken care of a way of salvation from sin. I, the Savior of sinners, come near to me, and enjoy a fully restored relationship by grace through faith in me." So speaks our Savior to his people. Is it not true? Being justified by faith, the child of God may believe from God's word, as a famous Reformed confession expresses it, the so-called Heidelberg Catechism in question and answer 60, "Trusting in Christ as Savior, the believer may know," and I quote, "that though my conscience accuse me that I have grievously sinned against all the commandments of God and kept none of them, and am still inclined to all evil, yet God, without any merit of mine, of mere grace, grants and imputes to me the perfect satisfaction, righteousness, and holiness of Christ, as if I never had nor committed any sin, and myself had accomplished all that obedience which Christ has obtained for me, if I only embrace such benefit with a believing heart." End of quote. Indeed, such is the encouragement from God the Savior with his gospel message time and again, even for as many as trust and obey him. He who knows how we can waver and doubt his loving kindness and fullness as Savior and surety, he says to us in his word, "Come near to me. I am Joseph, your brother, who loves you and will supply all your need, yes, no matter how evil your sins and miseries left to yourself." I ask you, where in this world can you find encouragement true and real, deep and lasting, encouragement for body and soul, in life and death, in any and every circumstances, as is found in the gospel of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? How often have not people, in the greatest needs, found endless encouragement and strength in and through the Word of God and its wondrous, true gospel message for a poor and needy, undeserving people? Songs like Psalm 42, "Why restless, why cast down, my soul? Trust God, who will employ his aid for thee, and change these sighs to thankful hymns of joy." That is something priceless, really. The blessing from God of restored relations and of repeated encouragements is truly something to prize and to be so thankful for, would you not say? Oh, behold, the blessings received belonging to Christ by grace through faith in him. But let us go on and notice a third blessing coming out in our text passage strongly for God's repentant people, namely the blessing of the forgiveness of sins. Joseph mentions his brother's past sin, but then says in verse 5, "Be not angry with yourselves that you sold me here. And know, in fact, that God so led everything that he sent me here before you for his noble and good purposes." You notice the sin is mentioned not as something that surely needs to be forgiven, but as something that has already been totally forgiven. The Bible in no way minimizes sin, but it does stress God remembers the sins of his people no more as marks against them. Those who repent of sin and trust in him, you may know he washes all our sins away through his once-for-all sacrifice on Golgotha,
as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us, the psalmist declares. To have our sins washed away for good, forever, and remembered no more as marks against us. Oh, who can put a price on that blessing? How many people walk around haunted by their sins and burdened somehow with their sins? While the gospel message tells us the good news about living a life no longer with any of our sins nor our sinful nature even as continued blots against us before God. Again, listen to what the 16th century Reformation fathers wrote about the forgiveness of sin in the Heidelberg Catechism on the basis of the Holy Bible. To the question, what do you believe about the forgiveness of sins? This is the Christian's answer. That God, for the sake of Christ's satisfaction, will no more remember my sins, neither my corrupt nature, against which I have to struggle all my life long, but will graciously impute to me the righteousness of Christ, that I may never be condemned before the tribunal of God. What a rich confession, wouldn't you agree? Oh, before confession of sin, as with the brothers of Joseph, they had to be confronted with their sins and the evil of it. But the purpose was, God's loving purpose with conviction of sin, is always ever to draw us to Jesus the Savior, that we might know the rich and free, certain and timeless pardon we may receive from Him through Christ's finished salvation work on sinners' behalf. If your conviction of sin doesn't lead you to Jesus, your conviction of sin isn't worth a thing and will only serve to condemn you all the more. With the least conviction of sin, go to Jesus the Savior and find out His plenteous redemption from sin for as many as call upon Him. Here Joseph, inspired by God, almost glossed over the grievous sins of his brothers, not because he was superficial, but because he knew they were sorry for their sin and had found refuge with the Lord God of their fathers, the God of the covenant of grace. This is the gospel message, as given also in Proverbs 28, verse 13. He that covers his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesses and forsakes them shall have mercy. Oh, hear this good news of the gospel portrayed also in our text passage from the Lord our God, as expressed in Isaiah 43, verse 25. I, even I, am he that blots out your transgressions for my own sake and will not remember your sins. Put me in remembrance. Let us plead together. Oh, how can we be thankful enough for the tremendous blessing of free and full pardon of all sin through Jesus Christ and his shed blood on sinners' behalf, trusting in him and in him alone. Behold the blessings untold when turning from sin and believing in the Savior Jesus Christ, and trusting and obeying Him in all your ways, all your days. Just looking at our text passage, Genesis 45, so far we have noticed the blessing of restored relationships, and rich encouragements, and real forgiveness. There's still a lot more gospel treasures, too, that this special chapter of God's Holy Word proclaims to us. But we will have to tell it on the next broadcast, as our time is run out now. Why not read the chapter yourself and see what other blessings it tells of in walking in God's ways, comparing it to the misery of walking in our own ways and the world's ways? You too will surely walk in God's ways, won't you? Listen next week at the same time and station to find out why it is the only way of wisdom and everlasting blessings, walking in the way of the Lord. Amen. The preceding message is available in printed form. If you would like to receive a free copy, write to the Banner of Truth Broadcast, 9790 Carlton Street, Chilliwack, British Columbia, postal code V2P6E3. You can also contact us on the website to find out more about Free Reformed Churches in general and this ministry at www.frcna.org. Thank you for listening.